What is the Bible about? If you were to ask that question of a dozen people, you'd probably get a dozen different answers. But if you were to ask the Apostle Peter, this would be his answer. To Jesus Christ, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. That's found in Acts 10, verse 43. And from that passage and others like it, we learn that the entire Bible is centered on Jesus Christ and his gospel. This is Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. We invite you to join us this afternoon as we consider God's Word and what it reveals about Jesus Christ and his wonderful good news. Here's Pastor Wes Bradenhoff.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. I'm glad that you've joined me. This week on Gospel Talk, we've been talking about the interpretation and understanding of Holy Scripture. How do we understand what the Bible teaches? And as we've noted, there's a little bit of skepticism, maybe even a lot of skepticism out there these days about the possibility of an objective understanding of the Word of God. Many people think that understanding the Word of God is something that's purely subjective, that there is no such thing as an objective understanding of the Word of God. Well, this week on Gospel Talk, we've been looking at that whole issue, and we've been looking at what the Bible says about itself, what the Bible says about its interpretation and how we should understand it, what the Bible says about the science of biblical hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is simply the science of biblical interpretation. And so we've looked at the Bible and we've seen that the Bible itself says that it's inspired, that it's inerrant, that it's infallible, that it's sufficient. We've also seen that the Bible testifies about Jesus Christ, that the message of the Bible is about him and it's about the gospel. It entirely points to him. That's something that we keep emphasizing on this program, that I keep coming back to over and over and over again, that the Bible is about the word of, is about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Word of God is about him. It all points to him. And if you get that from this program, I'm a very happy man. Well, as we've been going through this topic over the last couple of days, we've been using a guide by a man by the name of Dr. Sekel Gerdanus, Dutch professor from the 20th century. He wrote a helpful book. Unfortunately, it's only available in Dutch. The book is called Scripture Principles for Scripture Interpretation. And while it's only available in Dutch in its full form, I do have an English summary of it available on my resource website. My resource website is www.bradenhoff.ca. Bradenhoff is spelled BREDENHOF.ca. So bradenhoff.ca, you can find this resource there. I also have a link to it on the Gospel Talk blog, gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. You can also just Google Gospel Talk Radio and you'll find the blog and you'll find the link. It's a very helpful resource. Well, we're going to continue looking at what Dr. Gerdanus says about Scripture Principles for Scripture Interpretation. We've come to his third point, and his third point is that we have to recognize that the Word of God is the Word of God, that it has authority, that there are many places in the Bible that speak of the Bible as being God's Word. And a couple of examples I think will suffice. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2, "Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me." Those last two lines come from the Lord himself. So the prophecy of Isaiah is not the prophecy of Isaiah as such. It is a prophecy that comes from the Lord. This is the Lord speaking. It is God's word. And we see that also in Amos, in Amos chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. "Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The sovereign Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy?" And there are many other passages that are like that. The Bible has divine authority. It comes from God. And we have to respect that and recognize that as we try to understand it. And so, as people who come to the Bible to try and interpret it and understand it, we have to acknowledge this claim. We have to acknowledge the divine authority of the Word of God. And what's closely connected with that is the fact that God cannot lie. We find that in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, and Numbers 23, 19, God cannot lie. What God says in the Bible is true. It's the true word of God, and we have to receive it as such. And then when we explain it to others, we talk about it, we have to make known that this is the truth of God. This is something that exists outside of ourselves, and that it is clothed with divine authority. This book is something special. And that also impacts how we approach the Bible. Our hearts have to be dominated by faith and to be filled with reverence and awe for the Word of God. You know, there's a prayer in Psalm 119, verse 18, and that prayer has to be ours. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law or in your word. And in 1 Samuel 3, 9, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And if that's what we do, then our interpretation will bear that stamp. And then we'll have the joy of Psalm 147, 19. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. And we'll be saying with the psalmist in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We have to recognize the divine character and authority of God's word. And as we do that, we'll have a spirit or an attitude of devotion to the word. We will submit to the word. We will be humble before the word. And that is so crucially important. The fourth point that Dr. Grinanis makes in his book, Scripture Principles for Scripture Interpretation, is that we have to distinguish between God's word in the formal sense and God's word in the material sense. Now, when you first hear that, you may think, well, what on earth is he talking about? That sounds really weird. That sounds really strange. Never heard that before. And you know, to be quite honest, when I heard this for the first time, I heard it in seminary, it was the same way. Never heard this before. So it was new to me too. But as I explain it, it will become clear to you. It's not that difficult to understand. Don't be afraid of this distinction. This distinction is between God's word in the formal sense and God's word in a material sense. Okay, so not everything in the Bible is God's word in the material sense. Okay, let me explain what that means. That means that not everything in the Bible is the word of God with respect to the truth of its contents. A couple of examples. Genesis 3. Verses 1, 4, and 5. We find the words of the serpent. We find the words of Satan. Those words are lies from the father of lies. 1 Kings 3:18 gives a deceiving word from the prophet at Bethel. John 9, verse 16 gives the wrong reasoning of some of the Pharisees. They said that this man must be blind because he sinned or because his parents sinned. No, that's not true. It's a lie. Wrong reasoning. And so we have to distinguish between God's word in the formal sense and in the material sense. When God tells us the words of Satan, when God tells us the words of the ungodly, words that are not true, words that are lies, these words are the word of God, yes, but only in a formal sense, not in the material sense. So we talk here about the historically authoritative. These words also come to us with divine authority, and we have to accept them as God's truth in the sense that they are historically reliable records of what was said. But yet, they're not the norm for our faith. They're not the norm for how we should live. These words are often sinful, and they are in conflict with the truth. And with such sinful words, God reveals to us even more forcefully the terrible essence of sin, the justice of his wrath, and the greatness of his grace. The fact that there is a Savior. These words, when we find God's word only in the formal sense, they show us God's Savior, Jesus Christ, how much we need him. Okay, so you have God's word in the formal sense, where we often find things that are not true. But most of the Bible, most of the contents of Holy Scripture is the Word of God in the material sense. That is, revelation of God with respect to what we are to believe and how we are to live, how we are to act before God. Here we talk about the normatively authoritative. Here God speaks directly. We find God said, for instance, or we find God speaking through an angel or through a prophet. There are tons of examples of that in the Bible, and we don't have to really look at those. Everything in the Bible, let's be clear, everything in the Bible contains divine instruction. All of Scripture is God's written revelation, speaking with divine authority. But the interpreter, the person who's reading the Bible, always has to ask whether what is being read and understood is the Word of God in the material or in the formal sense of the term. Now, you may think, well, that's a distinction that doesn't have a lot to do with me. I'm not going to need that distinction. I'm not going to have to think about that. Well, friends, I would say that you do, actually. If you're going to be reading the book of Job, you need to be thinking about this. Because not everything in the book of Job is the truth of the word of is the truth of God in the material sense. Sometimes Job's friends speak things that are not true. Sometimes Job says things are not true. Sometimes Job's friends say things that are true. How do you distinguish between the two of them? That's an important issue in the book of Job. It's also an important issue in the book of Ecclesiastes. There are a number of other places in Scripture where it's the same sort of thing. It can be difficult to discern between the formal and the material Word of God, but we need to discern. We need to discern that so that we can learn from the Word of God. And again, this is why it's really important that we compare Scripture with Scripture, that we let Scripture interpret Scripture. That is a key principle. And this goes back to context, that we take the whole context of the Word of God into account when we are reading it and trying to understand it. So that's an important distinction to keep in mind. Another thing that's important to keep in mind, and this is the fifth point that Gridanus brings out, is that everything revealed in Scripture has to be seen and understood in connection with Christ. We've mentioned that before, and I'm going to keep coming back to it. Like I said, the center of the contents of the Bible is the self-revelation of God in Christ. Everything in the Bible is connected to this in some way. And the key text there is John 5:39. The Lord Jesus says there that the Scriptures testify about Him. Revelation 19, verse 10 says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Therefore, everything in the Bible has to be seen in connection with Christ. We're going to look at that more next week. I hope you'll join me then. Tomorrow on Gospel Talk, I'm going to have Pastor Chris Gordon with me. Pastor Gordon is from the Linden United Reformed Church, the host of Abounding Grace. I hope you'll tune in for that as we have a discussion, conversation about important issues facing believers today. Well, till then, may God continue to richly bless you in every way.
Thank you for joining us today on Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breidenhoff. We hope this program has been a blessing for you. Our goal here is to preach nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The churches that support this program share that goal. One of those churches is the American Reformed Church in Linden. The Linden American Reformed Church gathers on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. We're located at 8868 Northwood Road in Linden. We'd love to have you join us. More information about the Linden American Reformed Church can be found at our website, www.lindenarc.org. That website again, www.lindenarc.org. You can also drop us a note in the mail if you'd like more information or if you have questions. Feel free to write to us at Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, BC, Canada. The postal code V2Z1B3. That address again, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, BC. The postal code V2Z1B3. You can call us toll free at 1-866-288-1087. Once again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. Or email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. Again, that's gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. Thanks again for joining us, and we pray that the gospel of our Lord Jesus would continue to richly bless you. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breidenhoff. And please make a note of tuning in tomorrow morning for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. That's at 8:30 every weekday morning right here on KARI AM 550.